Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
In San Diego, 901 New York City. What's good, everybody? TM Hyman Radio, your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Hyman, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It is Monday, November 26th. Tonight we are going to discuss the controversy surrounding the disappointing timing of Jesse Jackson Jr.'s resignation from the House of Representatives. Out in Chicago, Congressman Jackson stepped down. Hey, even despite being under an investigation a few months ago, you know what I'm saying? He you know, won the primary election back in March. Then he turned around and, hey, even won here recently during the recent elections out in Chicago, but turned around and resigned due to a disease that he had been fighting for a while. As a matter of fact, he was off the scene for a while out there in Chicago. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Jesse Jackson Jr., who was diagnosed with bipolar 2. I mean, that's pretty bad. You know, not just being bipolar, but, like, bipolar 2. We'll talk about that and a little bit more inside tonight's discussion. Money Monday, of course, November 26th. Jesse Jackson Jr. stepping down from the House of Representatives out in Illinois. What does President Obama got to say about this? We'll talk about that. And talk to Madam Tilo Boston. You are inside TM Hyman Radio. Back in a moment.
Go! Telling me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she will fan now, tell them how I ran down. To tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
Do that, 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 do that
city. Them tens and them twenties and fifties are all in you. She know that you with it, you with it. Telling me ready, got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer.
It's 9:06 out here in Orlando, Florida. Hey, thanks for tuning in tonight. It's Monday, November 26th. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good morning in the afternoon. How do you do, Mr. Hyman, and the rest of the world?
No doubt. What's cracking? Hey, Jesse Jackson. Junior, yeah. Of course. Jesse Jackson Jr. Hey, let's just jump right to it. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. has resigned from the House of Representatives in Illinois, representing, man, a pretty upset district. You know, the question is why? Why didn't he do it sooner? Anyone who knows anything about Chicago or Illinois politics knows that Jesse Jackson Jr., not mistaken for the Reverend Jesse Jackson, The son has been dealing with some issues. He's been off the trail for actually a few months, actually dealing with what was described as an illness. I'm not sure if it was highly publicized or not, but it is now publicized. You know, he's bipolar. Again, politician Jesse Lewis Jackson Jr. is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives in Illinois, the 2nd Congressional District to be specific, a native of Chicago and a son of famed Jesse Jackson Sr., was a candidate for that seat, if you remember, for that seat out in Illinois after the president resigned and became senator resigned and became president back in 2008, if you remember that. The Democratic representative is married to Miss Sandy Jackson, who is an alderman on the Chicago City Council. And they actually, well, I know that he did anyway, co-authored a book or two or three. I know one of them specifically was a autobiographical book. I think it was something dealing with advancing the rights of Americans. You can Google, again, Jesse Jackson Jr. To get the specifics tonight. Why didn't he resign sooner? Again, is the question. But people who voted, I mean, understand this. The man was gone off the campaign trail. He was gone, period. He came back. He campaigned recently. He voted in, and now he's resigned. The voters are a little pissed off in Chicago.
Well, that and the fact that it seems as well that the former representative, Jesse Jackson Jr., he's also trying to protect his wife, because you have to also keep in mind his wife is his campaign manager and is also an alderman in the 7th District. So, you know, it's not just him that's under fire. His wife is under fire as well. I mean, because this I am actually getting my information from the Chicago Sun-Times and stated that Sandy Jackson, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s wife, she had been drawing $5,000 a month payments from her husband's campaign. to fund her firm. And you know the was it Scandal? That show is actually spun off a real person who really was getting political people, you know, out of trouble. She is their lawyer now. So so what is it, Smith and Company? Yeah, they are representing the Jackson family. They each have their own separate lawyer. It's going to take some time to, I guess, get to the bottom of everything, because it seems like as soon as the president, and I spoke on this the other day, as soon as the president came back into office, a lot of people stepped down. A lot of people stepped down, almost like it was, it seemed almost calculated, you know? Like, okay, if he wins, we're leaving, you know? Because, you know, during the Obama administration, it's been a lot of scandals. A lot of people have been, they've been setting a lot of things straight, cutting out a lot of, you know, budget. What is it? What was it called? Was it pig ears? Not pig ears.
Earmark.
What is it called?
Earmark. Earmark. No one wants those pig ears that you be cooking over there. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about...
I said pig ears. Not earmarks. Pig ears.
The investigation that is underway still as we speak surrounding Jesse Jackson Jr. Again, he just won. He was just recently reelected. Nevertheless, ethic issues will likely force him... not just to resign, which he just did, but it's reported through BET News that the resignation is the first step, but it will probably also force him to serve some jail time. You know, and that's not sitting well with people that voted with him. When we come back, we'll talk about that and more. What did he do? What is the investigation about? Well, you know, we're going to share it and we're going to talk about it. I mean, you know, what do you think about what we're going to share? When we come back, while they're investigating them, we'll let you know. See him hollering right now.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, man, I'm losing my balance. All I see is raindrops. The weatherman can forecast when the rain drops. The kiddies tell me when the last hurricane stops. She sees I'm hurting, she ain't even have to ask me. She moving out of state, waiting for a taxi. Kisses and hugs, I ain't hugging back. My main concern is when she coming back. Cause when she's gone, and she's gone, and she ain't trying to hear none of that. Might as well have took a bus the way you threw me under that. She's living in winter, I'm trying to bring the summer back. That's so I can see her smile more. I'm swimming in the sand, she can make her eyes pour. If you were straight, then what you getting out of line for? She told me mind your business, why you all in mine for? Cause I'm the person that you never had the time for. July 4th and November, fireworks fly, but the seasons make it harder to remember. She's about to leave, this is hurting me. She closed the door and left without saying a word to me. I'm losing my balance. She got me losing my balance. I don't know what it is, but I'm losing my balance. I blame her, a vacation wasn't needed. Maybe that's the motivation that I needed. I hold back tears and I'm thinking there's a legitimate reason. She was eager to leave, I just hope that she isn't creeping. I need to pull myself together and write up my emotions in a letter. I'm sitting here thinking, would she read it if she had it, or trash it? Or write back saying my attitude is unattractive. Maybe she dead me and she's shopping for a casket. Sometimes she gets a little drastic. I'm looking at the sweater on the counter that's sitting next to her chapstick. She was my future, but then she offended by your accent. Am I the reason why you left me in the crib? Or maybe it was something that I did. Could it be that I'm just overreacting for staring at the door till the day she walks back in? I'm losing my balance. Yeah. She got me losing my balance. This girl got me losing my balance. Either I'm losing my head or I'm losing my balance. It's been a couple days, four to be exact, anticipating your arrival when you're coming back. So I'm just chilling on the sofa, trying to be a soldier. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to. Looking at your photographs make me feel closer. I need to stop tripping, I'ma hold my composure. Cleaning up the house, decorating the scenery, expressing my love and how much she really means to me. It's right here in my arms is where she needs to be. But she never picked up the phone just to speak with me. She's a sellout, she just left the receipt with me. Let me chill, I really think I need to breathe. But how could a woman have so much power? Shorty got me shivering, I'm feeling like a coward. So I quickly run into the shower, till I got a text from her saying she was coming in an hour. Dang, I cut the shower off, raced to the front door. Her presence is everything I would hope for. An hour passed, I couldn't understand why she walked in holding hands with another man. I'm losing my balance.
Unknown artist. You know, I get music. Well, we get music from all over the place.
That's right.
Yes. But it's Money Monday. Yes. All over the world. It's 9:18 p.m. here on the East Coast, and that makes it about 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And the people in the middle, of course, as I always say, you're going to have to figure that one out. But tonight, we are talking about a pillar in our community. Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr., who, you know, was a congressman who has resigned. Now, before we went to song, we were talking about why Jesse Jackson, you know, why he resigned. What is really going on? We were talking about, you know, his health problems. Well, what is bipolar 2? What is bipolar disorder 2, people want to know? Apparently, it's something worse than bipolar 1. What's behind that? No, I have never in my life, I heard of bipolar disorder. I do know that about 80% of the United States is bipolar. But again, these are statistics, fact finders, check it out on your own. But I'm telling
I can help out a little bit, you know, because we got to talk about, we're going to talk about what it is we have to share, and somewhat knowledgeable. And so bipolar 2 is exactly what you said. It was funny. So excuse me for laughing. Think we're taking it as a joke. Do not think it's a joke. It's not funny. It's funny how you said it. Bipolar 2 is a treatable condition that affects, you know, parts of the brain controlling emotions, thoughts, and drive. It's likely caused by a complex of set of genetic or environmental factors. And that's just, you know, something that was reported in a study, you know, that was done. And so ultimately, bipolar disease, which is also referred to as manic depressive illness, when a person has a severe mood swing that goes from feeling super high, you know, to feeling super low, pretty much going from an energetic high to a depressed low, You know, so according to the Mental Health America, which is MHA, while the rate of this mood disorder is the same African Americans as it is other Americans, it differs from race and ethnicity. Black people are less likely to be diagnosed and receive treatment for it. Now, just like a lot of African Americans have high blood pressure and they have diabetes, but everyone's not treated for it. So they end up dying early, or diabetes or high blood pressure causes, you know, another type of disorder, and, you know, causes you to get sick. Ultimately, what are we talking about if you just joined the show? Tonight, we are talking about the fact that Jesse Jackson Jr. resigned from his seat in the House of Representatives recently, and it was all ultimately because of his condition, his illness. But before we went to break, we shared that he's also under investigation. So in addition to being bipolar,
in the press, the
congressman is also facing a few years for what I'm thinking is probably going to be called misappropriation. You know, what they're saying is that he actually, you know, agreed. He's negotiating to a plea agreement for the misuse of campaign funds to decorate his Washington, D.C. home, as well as purchase a $40,000 Rolex for a female friend. So, you know, ultimately the deal that he's trying to negotiate, supposedly, this is reportedly through BETnews.com, the deal would include his resignation from Congress for health reasons, include a guilty plea of misusing campaign funds, and some jail time. In addition, he could have up to some of his government pension and his CBS Chicago, you know, whatever, I guess, shares that he had over there. I'm not sure. Again, BET.com, check it out, the specifics. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting to me that the Reverend would have to do jail time for decorating his home. That seems interesting to me.
Right. I mean, well, you also have to keep in mind that
$40,000 watch.
Right. Well, see, the thing is that how can they really prove that it came from campaign funds? Because it's like if you have if I have, you know, X amount of dollars, and I want
if he's agreeing and negotiating, then something has already been proven.
My thing is, how can you count it? You see what I'm saying? Like, if I say, to me, it's like if I say, okay, look, I got $10,000. I want to do this project, what have you. I come to you with it, right? And I put my $10,000 in, right? And then I get money from you. And then I go buy a $10,000 watch. I mean, can you say that I didn't just pay myself back? You see what I'm saying? It's like, how do they break that down? How do they make that distinction?
I was not in court, so I can't answer that. But apparently,
they
broke it down to where he is negotiating a deal. They have enough for whatever it is.
Well, you also understand that he still had heat on him from, do you remember when President Obama, then Senator Obama, when he won the presidency and, you know, his seat was open in Chicago, well, Illinois, rather, and what was it, Rob, I'm going to mess up his last name, but Govovich or something like that? The governor was trying to sell the seat. Or what have you, Jesse Jackson Jr. had something to do with that as well. So I was going to say,
well,
he had
a lot of... Well, it all caught up with him because the governor just
all
recently... President Obama, what do you have to say about what's going on in your state? Hey, we'll be back after this. 917-889-3926. Halfway through the show, we'll be back Monday night.
Yay.
Team Hop Radio Live.
R.I.P. to the girl you used to see. Her days are over. Baby, she's over.
I feel your aura, jump out at the remote, get in my flag and saucer. I make you call me daddy, even though you ain't my daughter. Maybe I ain't talking books when I said that I can take you across the border. I'm young and free, I'm London G, I'm tongue in cheek, so maybe give me some tongue and cheek. Slow and steady for me, go on like a Chevy for me, and say the words soon as you're ready for me.
I'm ready for it, hit them all, push it up. Put them on, zip it up. Let my perfume soak into your sweater. Say you'll be here soon, sooner the better. No options for you saying no. I'll run this game, just play a role. Follow my lead, what you waiting for? Thought it over and decided tonight is your night.
Austin, who also, you know, on the council with Sandy Jackson. Her, you know, she was quoted, well, reporting to NBC Chicago. There's like there's static in the line. I think on one of the lines. To slap us in the face right now, you just lied to us. You know, you lied to us. I feel so betrayed. Is what Alderman Carrie Austin again told NBC. There's a few upset voters who really feel like, you know, they've been kind of perpetrating a fraud. And it just ain't right. It just ain't right. I think he should protect his wife. I think he should protect his family.
Of course.
I think he has an obligation to protect his family.
Yeah, that's a man's role, is to protect his family first and foremost, outside of being, you know, a representative for any state or, you know, people. But then at the same time, it's like, I guess it's almost like a breath of fresh air for the people who voted these people into office. It's like, okay, what else was being done, you know, that's going to come out in these investigations? I mean, people don't want to be taken advantage of, especially not in these times. They have enough going on, enough to worry about, you know. I mean, look at Hostess, a company that had been open for, you know, 80-plus years. And, you know, they have to pack it up and take it in now. I think it's just
pretty,
the way things are going, it's almost
bad.
Like a domino effect.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I felt some kind of way about Hostess, only because, you know, we all kind of grew up on Hostess, right? But I don't think it's necessarily the economy that is getting rid of Hostess or that has gotten rid of Hostess. If you think about the time that we were doing, compared to the times that we were coming up, look at what they're doing to make people more health conscious these days. People aren't eating as many Twinkies and as many Hostess cupcakes. There's a lot of alternatives out here today compared to, you know, back in the day. So it's not necessarily the economy. Things have shifted. We don't spend our money just on Hostess cupcakes no more. You know, we might, you know, spend it on something else, like a smoothie.
Right.
Versus
going to go get that.
Yeah, so we want to blame Hostess on the economy and President Obama. And, you know, it's like, no, people.
No, you can't blame it on them. It's just a simple fact that I guess the point that I was making was the fact that the time for change is now and it's happening. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been around. A lot of these representatives and higher echelon people in the military and in these, like, yeah, higher positions, it's like they're all coming down one by one. Regardless, and I know it sounds crazy because I'm putting it with Hostess, but I'm just looking at the entire picture of it. You know, it's like,
I understand.
Yeah, everything is changing. Yes, it's evolution happening in front of our eyes. That's the point I was trying to make. It's evolution happening right in front of our eyes, and we have more, you know, media outlets to get that, you know, to share this information.
That's the difference. It's the outlet which we receive and send.
Correct. And then, you know, so when going back to, you know, Jesse Jackson Jr., you know, at this point, regardless of what happens, he's not under, you know, the guidelines of the Congress anymore. I don't really know what they can do to him at this point since he's resigned. you know, I mean, they may try
like,
to...
Like they stated, I believe he probably, under the statutes, you know, if he's found guilty, he'll probably have to serve some jail time. You know, but if he was of, I'm not going to say it. I think he's able to buy his way out of it. You know, if he gets like lawyers, I think he could buy his way out of it. You know, I think he could probably get some house arrest, you know, for a few years and not have to go to jail. You know, so I would hope he could, you know, invoke, you know, the influence and the power that he has acquired over the years to at least to be able to get, you know, a house arrest and a restricted driver's license.
Right. You can only look at
to at least get house arrest and a restricted license. Hey, we'll be right back. It's 9:37.
Oh, my God.
Live. Hey, you know what? Hold on. When we come back, we want to talk about the bipolar disorder issue for real. I happen to know people that are bipolar. It's a real condition that affects people for real. Let's talk about it when we come back. You're in tune. Team Mama Radio Live. We'll be back.
One more time. I want it to be perfect. Oh man, she got a lot of game, B. Been with your ratchet ass. You gave up the brains, now you're coming with the games. Standing in the mirror, trying on my chains, smiling. Baby, you want some champagne? You need a towel? You going out the train? If so, can I drive the range? Pick up Melissa, Jennifer, and Lorraine. Oh man, here we go. The last dude you was with must have been slow. Ever since your girlfriend made the intro, 10 of y'all all packed up in the rental. You gave me a look that made it real simple. We could get it in, you know, video. But I ain't Ray J, you ain't Kim K. Cancel the cameras, we can fuck all day. Make a pit stop, hit it in the hallway. Apartment upstairs, it's bumping Cool J. 10 minutes later, I'm holding my hand. Got your head up on my chest like I'm really your man. I'm thinking to myself, is this part of the plan? Where you going with this? Don't understand.
She's so ratchet, oh. She's so ratchet, oh. She's so bad, nigga, don't cash at it.
Never.
First I'm gonna smash it, then I'm gonna leave it.
Lean.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma
get mine. Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. Hunger Games begun. Sitting on the side of my bed, count my ones. Talking about me and you would make a cute son. Convincing me you ain't really seeing no one. I love spending time with you, it's so fun. I'm thinking to myself, bitch, please, I'm done. This shit's unreal. I guess I should blame it on them damn high heels. The way your skin looks when your silk blouse peeled. That damn D'Angelo and his How Does It Feel. You went from jump off to G4 Jets. All type of baller saying I got next. I should have ignored you when you sent that text. Knew I couldn't afford you when we first had sex. Had to do it anyway. And I would do this shit all over any day. Cause you're a nasty thing. Drive me up the walls with the skills you bring. But I hope you're okay with a little Burger King. Cause the bills be whoppers when you find dining.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet, she's so bad, nigga, go cash at it. First I'm gonna smash it,
smash.
Then I'm gonna leave it.
Leave.
You ain't gonna do me like you did, yeah, neither. I'ma
get mine. Time to get rid of your ratchet ass.
I'ma get mine.
A little money for gas.
I should've never been with your ratchet ass. My pockets feel light. Woke up this morning and something wasn't right. The numbers are all off. You got your hair done and it looks all soft. Can't find my knot, no place. You're giving me the innocent poker face. I feel weird when we embrace. You treat my house like it's our place. In you go hard in the bed? Am I doing that much or do you need meds? I mean, I believe what you said, but you were screaming as you was giving me head. Aggressive shopping and credit card dropping. Relax, baby, ain't none of that popping. Once that starts, ain't no stopping. The swap meet got real good cotton.
She's so ratchet, she's so ratchet, she's so bad, it's so cash happy.
Been with your ratchet ass.
They ain't getting a check, B.
See, if Hobby Radio Live is Money Monday. That was LL.
Right.
And ratchet. I thought it was perfect for what was going on. Because it is ratchet.
All right.
And I just want to say that I know we're about to talk about bipolar. I'm going to give my blanket statement now. I am going to laugh, people. Don't be offended. I'm just going to laugh. I can't help it. I think I'm bipolar. I was reading it. I was like, hey, why don't they give me medication for that? They give me medication for other stuff.
Hey.
I asked, was I bipolar, you know? They said, no, you're not bipolar, you know? But they give me other medication to keep me calm. I guess. Maybe they don't want to tell me I'm bipolar. I might have written it myself.
You're crazy.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you know what? Okay, I'm bad. Funny, though. That's me. We're talking about me.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so bipolar.
Okay. Folks, we do not mean any harm or disrespect.
Please don't.
Was this so serious illness? And what are we talking about? You're going to have to go back and check out the podcast. But we're talking about the bipolar disease, also again known as the manic depressive illness. And what it is when a person has a severe mood swing, they go from, like, you know, super high to, like, super low to depressed for the most part. It's identified as a mood disorder known as being bipolar or bipolar disease. I know people whose mood swings will go from, you know, 15 to 8 in no time flat. You know, either way, you know, from the north to the south, from the south to the north, and it's not good. And so I've seen them happy, I've seen them sad, I've seen them sad, I've seen them happy. And you're like, what the? And they don't know, you know, they can't explain it. All you thinking to yourself, you know, is what is going on? Often people are not diagnosed, and it's a fact. Specifically, African Americans typically go undiagnosed and untreated.
Yeah. But that's fear of the doctor and then also being uninformed, you know, because most of the time you'll just be like, oh, they're just crazy. I mean, that's how we were, you know, being raised. That's how people were explained. If something was wrong with them mentally, it was just the straight up, oh, no, they're just crazy. Crazy stood for bipolar. Crazy stood for, what's the other one? The schizophrenic. Yeah. A lot of people with schizophrenia walking around, you know.
If you have any insight you want to, add tonight, you know, regarding the topic, please hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. And we appreciate you all for checking out the podcast because, clearly, y'all are listening to the podcast all over the place. We appreciate the love. If you got ideas, want to be a guest, hey, hit us up. TM Hyman Radio Live @gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live @gmail.com. Again, a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. Hit us up.
Yeah.
You know what?
I really think I have bipolar too. I'm serious.
Hey, no. I don't know.
Tell me why
you think that you might be bipolar.
Well, because it was saying, okay, disorganized racing thoughts, irritability, anxiety, insomnia, and or all of the above combined. I have all of the above combined.
Like, serious.
Like, for instance, okay, remember when I, last Monday, matter of fact, I am so serious. When I woke up, I just felt horribly sad. I don't know why. Well, nothing wrong. Ain't that nobody did anything to me. And I was, like, really, really sad. Like, ridiculous. But then nothing happened, and then I was fine. I went through crying and agitated and thinking everybody hated me, which there was nobody in here with me, mind you. But still, I could be bipolar. I'm gonna have to get a second opinion.
Or you know what?
What?
Or you could be pregnant. No, I'm just playing. Hey, it's 9:47. It's 9:47. Hey, we'll be back. Headshot. Sit down. Stand up. Pass out. Wake up. Faded.
Now I grew up around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip. Then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, play, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank. Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, play, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank. Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn.
pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
You are inside Team Hammer Radio Live. Hey, it's Monday, 9:51. Tonight we've been talking about Jesse Jackson Jr. and his resignation from the House of Representatives in Illinois. I think the real issue is that the people of Illinois, you know, really feels that he should have been more forthcoming about his condition. And more importantly, you know, he should have given a higher priority to the needs of the people in his district. Much sooner. There's going to be a special election in the district out in Chicago to fill the seat, you know, which will be a costly one to taxpayers. You know, that money could have been used for something else because this could have been avoided. You know, they could have just recently done it, instead of having to do it and then do it again. Everyone wishes the former congressman well. Dealing with his health challenges, and we want to afford him fairness in his ethics investigation still underway. So rocking with us tonight, everybody, this is what I'll say. We must stop playing around with our health, not just in the African-American community, but in every community, the Indian community, the Asian community, the Caucasian community, you know, I mean, in all communities, you know, Filipino, Hispanic, Mexican, Latino, because it wasn't until a few years ago that I realized Hispanic and Mexican and Latino and Puerto Rican and all that, that's all different. I thought it was all the same. Become educated.
We have a caller on. We got 6 minutes left in the show.
Hey, tell us your name when you call. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, Tim Herman family?
Cooper.
Hi. Thanks for hanging out. And thanks for hanging out on Google Hangout, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, absolutely. Hey, Cooper, Washington, D.C. Cooper, why is it always something going on in your city? Washington, D.C. and the residents of Washington, D.C., man.
Hey, it's what makes us the capital of the world. That's all. That's the way I look at it. Hey, it's either us or New York, one of them.
Scandal.
Oh, wow.
Scandal.
Louisiana was the murder capital 1 year. Now D.C. got it on lock, huh?
Wait a minute, I ain't saying this to be proud. It was more than 1 year. It was probably about good. It was probably almost 10 years, at least.
Right. Because y'all had, like, what, the first mayor that was, like, first crackhead mayor that was reelected.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey,
wait.
If you know any people from here, we get offended when you talk about Maryberry, because Maryberry was like, you know, people had that uncle or cousin in their family that's addicted. But he only did stuff. He wasn't like the cousin that steal from his family. He only did stuff himself, but he looked out for everybody else.
I know that's
part. Hey, he's still the mayor.
He's on the city council.
Yeah, he's doing something in the city.
Yeah, he had a habit, but if you look at you, it's a documentary that HBO did where this dude did a lot of good things. He had a program in D.C. that every kid that signed up for a summer job was guaranteed a summer job.
And
it was so good that it was so many kids that signed up for them. So many kids that wanted them. A lot of kids were coming from Maryland and Virginia using their auntie and grandma and uncle address. I'm not saying that I was one of them kids because I'm not going to say that I was one of them kids.
Yeah, you're too old now, so it don't even matter. You left yourself open for that one, though.
Right. That's the stuff, though.
Gotta love it.
That is amazing stuff. And, you know, and I'll say this in defense of, you know, people who are human who get caught in predicaments, you know, in public places. I mean, when you hold public positions, there's a lot of people that do good.
Right.
And there's a lot of politicians who you've never heard of because they've never been caught up in a scandal.
Right. You're absolutely right about that. Yeah, for everyone that does, you know, there are like three or four that don't, you know.
Absolutely.
So, right. You can't blanket, oh, because they're in Congress or Senate or what have you, that they're, you know, bad people or do, you know, things that are going to come out later on. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. It's just the ones that, you know, are resigning on their own. I guess, you know, it's their way of, what is it, going out blazing. You know, with guns a-blazing, because, you know, a lot of people are step down. Yeah, it's better to step down than be kicked out, you know. You don't want to be like, oh, I've been kicked out of better places than this, you know.
Hey, I got a picture with me and Mary Bray at a casino night at the Verizon Center here on my Facebook page.
Good gracious, hide it.
Hey, everybody can't see it.
Hey, that's hilarious.
Hey,
hey, he said everybody can't see it. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. We'll take you back Wednesday night, 9 p.m. And we promise we'll be here Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Hey,
yes,
thanks for rocking. Thank you so much.
Yes, so whatever you do, do it well. Always be a motivation. And, check y'all out on Wednesday. Here's
cool.
Thank
you, Rod.
Hey, man, anytime.
Yes, love you.
Ego on swole, money obese. Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tag gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Gold for the night is, I ain't trying to remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling tricks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'll prove you definite. Miles make the best of it, bring your friend too. And y'all can share this. Cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time. Cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah, I can make you.
I can make you fall in love with me tonight.
Oh,
oh, you show you things that you never right, but I'm feeling all nice and I won't remember you in the morning.
Shawty, you could be the one I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bringer, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club,
that's my call.
Making models fall in love,
that's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices and I'm out, cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk radio show.